Okay, so if you need to know what to do around the Cincinnati tri-state area, where to go, what's the best, what time to get there, what to order, what to drink, who to talk to when you get there, you got to talk to Hey Michelle. She is our girl. Welcome to Person of Interest. I am Natalie Jones. This week we have Michelle Jones. We are not related, or so we don't think. And she's Hey Michelle. Google Hey Michelle. She has a blog. She's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. She does all of the things out and about, newest of the new. She's recommending everything. Right now she's getting some skin treatments done, but she goes to every restaurant you need to be at. She eats all the things, drinks all the things, and then tells you about it. If you ever have any idea, like, where should I go tonight? What should I do? What's going on this weekend? Check out Hey Michelle. Just Google it in the area and then go from there. Love you so much, girl. And you guys enjoy. Michelle Jones, I didn't know that your last name was Jones until I thought I knew you already for like 2 years.
Oh.
Until you funny. Said...
I knew that we could be related?
No. I don't think so. Is Jones your maiden name or your birth name?
Doorward is my maiden name.
Gotcha.
Which is a little trickier.
Wait, so maiden means what your birth name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Maiden name.
Then you became a Jones.
So Jones will be your maiden name when you're married.
Gotcha. Oh, hell no. I'm never changing my name. Way too late in the game now. I'm Natalie Jones forever.
Yeah, unless it's a really cool name.
I guess
like
so.
Like a French name or something. You're like, oh, that's fun.
I was like really obsessed with this guy when I lived in Telluride, and his last name was Brown.
Oh.
And so I was like, what if I became Natalie Jones Brown? That'd be cool. If he ever hears this.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I won't even be embarrassed. Whatever. He knows I'm obsessed with him. Or was like a decade ago. Anyway. So Michelle, you are Hey Michelle.
I am.
On Instagram. And also, what is your official blog name?
It's just Hey Michelle.
Hey Michelle. That's
like,
who you are.
Mark. Because people were always, that's how I started. Because people would text me all the time. Hey Michelle, where should we go to dinner tonight? Hey Michelle, where should I have a birthday party for 13, 7-year-old girls? Like all random. But it was always started Hey Michelle with question.
So why did that? So that just happened in life in general, naturally?
I think because back then it was just like Facebook and I'd post a restaurant or I'd post a place I went. And then people just kind of counted on me to, because I was just out and about all the time. So like,
yeah.
Do you know where, you know, Hey Michelle, where should
you're
I get flowers
expert.
Or whatever?
Just, yeah.
So then I was doing it a lot on the weekends, answering questions. So at that time I was like, maybe I should do something with this. Like, just put it out there somewhere where I don't have to answer so many questions. So I'm like,
yeah.
I'll start a blog, even though I really did not know what that was. I didn't even know what a blog was at the time. I'm like, where do you find a blog? How do you find
I still don't know those answers, and I have
I'm like,
one.
I know. I'm like, where is it? What do I do? So anyway, that's kind of how it started. And I just started writing about restaurants, bars, or really anything I think is fun.
Yeah.
In the city and travel and supporting local and people, you know.
You're always having fun.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So when did this all start?
I think it's been 6 years maybe.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And did you work, not to say this is not a job.
Right.
But did you have a different job before
professionally?
So
I've always been in, retail was always, even though I have a speech therapy degree.
Really? You have that soul too, I can see it.
I worked retail.
Gotcha.
Mainly, that was always my job. And then I had kids, then I started doing like a lot of fundraising and photography. I did like sports pictures at school and all that kind of random stuff.
So you have two boys?
Three.
Three boys. They all went to Miami? How old are all of them?
Two. So I have a 24-year-old. He graduated from Miami last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Congrats.
Working. Pardon me?
Congrats.
Thank you. I know, right? And he lives in Hyde Park and he's working. And then Colin is a senior at Miami,
mm-hmm.
21. And my youngest Palmer is a sophomore at Indiana.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah.
So where did all these boys go to high school? And what was your family life like growing up with them, with the boys?
So they all went to St. X. Long Blue Line.
Yeah, we're a St. X Ursula fan myself.
Yeah, see. And I basically lived in a fraternity house, is what I always said.
Me too. No wonder why we have so much in common.
Literally, I'm like, toilet seats are always up. You know, empty cans are around.
Did the boys spit? Did they do dip?
No, thank God they did not dip. But some of their friends did. And I'm like, that is just so disgusting.
Dude, that shit was all over our house growing up. It was so gross. It would spill all the time.
No.
The football team would come over and just leave them everywhere.
No.
Anyway,
no,
continue.
I ixnayed that from my scene. But I did after I caught on that I thought, wow, my kids are doing a lot of computer work with these little flash drives, and then I'm like, oh no, those are jewel bots.
Oh.
I'm like, I was like, what are all these things? Yeah, so they were more that, not the dip.
Yeah, I guess that's a generational
thing. A generational thing, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so are you from Cincinnati?
Born and raised.
Really,
yes.
Where?
Yes, I grew up near Green Hills. So like around Finneytown, Wyoming, Green Hills, that area.
Yeah.
Graduated from Green Hills High School.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I'm from White Oak, which is near Green Hills.
That's where my husband's from.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I am related to him. Man.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, you went to St. James. Yeah.
So did I. I went to St. James as well.
It's so funny.
Yeah, my dad and they went to St. Al's, but were raised and went to St. James in...
Yeah.
Classic West Side family, loved it, played all of the sports intensely competitively.
What did you play?
Growing up on the, I played softball, soccer, and volleyball. Uh-huh. And then as a kid, I like ran track a little bit, played basketball a little bit. But then as I grew up, went to Ursula, I played lacrosse in high school, but I also played select volleyball for a year.
Hello, lacrosse.
Me too.
That was probably one of my favorite sports that my boys played to watch.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think as it was newer, mm-hmm. we go to Colorado a lot, and that's where we saw it played for the first time, was out there. They heated fields out there. And we were like, what is that sport? When my kids were like babies, like, what is that fun sport?
Isn't it cool when you go to Colorado and it's such commonplace to have heated ground so that the heat, so that it doesn't ice over?
Right.
It's like normal everywhere.
Kind of, I know. Kind of crazy.
Love it. So you started Hey Michelle and started doing all that. And then like... And now you're all about Instagram. And I love hearing people talk about you and they don't know that I feel like I know you. And they're like, well, you know what? Hey, Michelle's coming. And I was like, oh, my God, really? Then I'm going to.
Seriously, I never thought that would be a thing. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Yeah. I mean, it's just fun. Cincinnati, it gets better every day. And there's just so much going on and so many people doing really cool stuff.
It really is getting better every day. So I see you at a lot of fitness things now.
I do.
Has that always been a part of your
everyday? Yeah, I kind of always worked out. I mean, when my kids were little, I joined a gym just so I could go and watch TV and take a shower. Mm-hmm. So I'd put them in daycare. And there were maybe a couple of days that like a friend and I would just look at each other and be like, screw it. Let's put a towel on. Let's take a shower and just sit here. There was like Rosie O'Donnell show. That was like the big one. My kids were little. I'm like, can we just sit here and watch Rosie and not have to deal with the kids? And we wouldn't even work out. It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. Go sit in the steam room.
So it was worth the membership.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do work out a lot. And I'm like an ADD workouter, I say, because I like all different things. Like I like spin. Like this morning I went to Shred, but I do System of Strength.
How is Shred? Everyone loves it.
You know, so hence the ADD thing, you hop on and off. So it's like an Orange Theory-ish kind of thing, I guess. So you're on the treadmill for a little bit and she's instructing you while other people are on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then you swap. You go on the ground, you do that workout, they're on the tread and back and forth. So you do it twice.
Okay.
Two sessions on the floor, two on the treadmill.
The classes are always full. They're hard to get into.
Yeah.
And
I'm not a planner. I'm so bad. I am really bad.
And every time I do plan, and then I end up not going to the class or not making it or my schedule changes and then you get charged now. And that's like, I have thousands of dollars I've been wasting these $15 fees in this year. God.
No kidding.
So when you first started, Hey Michelle, did you think that you were like, did you have a goal in mind?
No, not at all. I mean, I really didn't even know how it would work. I was just putting out there what I thought people would like.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah.
And so now you have blossomed into, I follow you on Instagram pretty much exclusively.
Instagram, I think, is the main place where blogging goes on now. It's just me. It's quick. It's easy. People flip through. I do have a website, but a lot of people do refer to it because I had to shut it down one day to fix something. And three people texted me, your website? I'm like, I had no idea that three people were looking at my website in one day. Like, this is fantastic.
It's cool. Your website
is funny.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's there for other. It's a little more detail. So on Instagram, you can only give a snippet. So my website, if I do it on my website, I get a little more, like, personality or the people or whatever.
What I love about your website is that it's not, it's very entertaining.
Okay.
And I actually like reading what's going on in it and the details in between the content of the stuff that's going on. Like, it's very, you don't dive too much into that type of stuff, which is wonderful. I recently read an article about how, did you read this? Maybe it was a meme that was, dear bloggers, we only want the recipe.
Right. We don't need all your stuff.
Yes.
And I agree. So usually, you know, when you're writing them, it says this is 3-minute readable, mm-hmm. 3-minute read. And I'm like, almost all my stuff. But that's how I am. I'm like, I don't want to read. Just give me what I need to know.
You know what, though? There's 3-minute reads, though.
I jam some stuff in there.
I know, but so I do recommend everybody going in and getting on your website because it is really entertaining.
Aww, thank you.
And it's such a great reflection of you or who I perceive you to be. in like in such a great way that I'm like, oh, I want to do this. That's okay.
Oh, thank you.
And so recently, so when this started, it was like before Instagram, right? So
yeah, Instagram. Yes, definitely.
So I'm curious in the process of how it kind of molded over and how you started, because it seems like now you do a lot of giveaways, mm-hmm. and you, I'm like, it also, okay, I have so many questions.
Okay.
And good. Also, I want to know the life of a blogger. Do you pay for all of the things that you're doing?
No.
Because I'm like, I'm not rich enough to do all this
stuff. Well, so here's the one problem with doing it in Cincinnati, I might say, is that we're a little behind sometimes on things.
Mm-hmm.
So bloggers can make a living in other cities because really we are marketing. I mean, this is marketing. So when I have true followers on my Instagram, like they follow me because they want to and they read it because they want to and they trust what I say, because I don't bash and I don't blog about things I don't like. So that's always been my
one
thing.
You do. You are the realist about it. Yeah. It is awesome. Well, I love watching you drink High Life's on a Tuesday morning eating a burger, and I'm like, I would feel like I'd get fired if I did this, but like, Michelle's doing it, so I can do it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny because people text me and they're like, so have you not been to this place or did you not like it? Because I won't bash it publicly. So I'm like, they had really good French fries. Or what, you know, like, okay, but they have some work to do. They're new. They just opened. Give them a break. Where were we going? So, yeah, transformed from just Facebook and the website to Instagram. And you can't, so here, oh, I was going to say, because we are marketing. So I am basically, I am your advertising. And I am advertising to people that are going to see it and like it and probably buy it or go there. Like, people trust my restaurants big time.
Yeah.
And things like that. So Cincinnati doesn't get the payment part of that sometimes. They're like, here's a 4 cans of whatever. And I'm like, that's great. So you're saying that what I write and get 8,000, 9,000 people to look at is worth $10. So it's tricky with that. So that's a learning curve for Cincinnati. But most of the time, I mean, you can get paid or they'll, you know, be so gracious and meals and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And giveaways is like a sponsorship. So I, you know, when I do my Christmas giveaways, you know, I'll say, you know, you share me, I'll share you, and I'll give away. But that's usually just products I love. So I just want somebody else to love them too. And that's supporting local business always on my Christmas giveaways.
Yeah.
And just gives people ideas of gifts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, where did you go to college?
I went to UC.
Okay. And what was your college experience like?
A blast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you in a sorority or anything?
I was.
What sorority were you in?
Chi Omega.
Kyo. I was a Theta at UC.
Oh, so Thetas and Kyos were, it was always those two in pref. I mean, they were the same sorties, very good friends. Like, it was either your top two were always Kyo and Theta when I was there.
No way. I think with us, it was similar. Theta and Kappa. It was either between, like, you know, and Kappa has that stigma of, like, being Kappa, Kappa, Gamma. But, like, I was either going to be Theta or Kappa. Anyway, the Kyos were very nonprofit associated.
Yes,
we were
very philanthropic, man. I think that's kind of where I kind of got that, because I end up always being that way. But I was a social planner, go figure,
of course,
and spirit squad, and all those things.
I love it.
Like, I was always the human bowling ball on Greek Week, like lubed up at 6 in the morning with a helmet, and people were tossing me down a slip and slide. Like, what am I doing? Like, you know, who's gonna do it? Doorward will do it. She'll for sure do it. And, you know, drinking before the belly flop behind the fight out house, you know, where it was like funny stuff. But that was a blast. I worked for 2 years to get money. I'm the youngest of 8 kids.
Wow.
So if you went to college, you were on your own.
Yeah.
So I worked for 2 years out of high school to get money to go to college. So, but when I got there, I was ready. Then I'm like, okay, this is good. Like, this is so fun. Like, ready to go.
That's so cool. So you're awesome. You're the baby of 8 kids?
I'm the baby of 8.
And your guys are from Finneytown or
like Green Hills,
whatever.
Green Hills.
Wow. So what was that like growing up?
It was crazy. And the fact that I am 20 years younger than the oldest. So the two oldest were in college at UC when I was born. So they were humiliated.
Wow.
So there were 7 girls and 1 boy. So it was like 6 girls and they were boom, 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 boom. And then my brother, the golden boy. And then 7 years later, when my mom was 43, she was like, for sure, I'm feeling ill. I cannot be pregnant. And it was me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of therapy, but I'm good about it now. No, I'm just kidding.
First of all, it hasn't been through a lot of therapy in life. My mom is the baby of six, I think, and her mom had her when she was 45.
Mm-hmm.
And her older siblings, it's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah,
I mean, so much older.
Like, my nieces and nephews are closer to my age than my siblings.
That's how my mom is.
Yeah,
actually,
that's right.
My mother's oldest sister was the delivery nurse. Who delivered her.
You are kidding.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so cool.
So growing up, do you think that, like, so is being fun, because, like, to me, to be real honest here, if I could have a dream job, it would be, like, to just be a socialite. Like, isn't that the dream life? Like,
absolutely.
Who doesn't want to do that, you know?
But,
like,
I would want that and then be really wealthy enough to be like, and you get $1,000.
Yeah.
And you get $5,000. Because I'm going to solve all the problems.
You gotta work,
you know?
But growing up, though, like, we both come from big families. Was it, like, so much fun at the same time?
It was, any birthday party, it was a full house. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, and then all the ages coming into play and all the friends, and we had a pool in the backyard. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I was never allowed to hang out with them, but I watched through the window. It still is fun. We're all very close.
Really?
So my sisters range from 73 down to me.
That's awesome.
So all ages, and then it broadened your whole, like, music and fashion and everything, because you saw it all.
Yeah.
And just their perspective on life is so interesting. Like, they've been through everything.
Yeah.
It's very fun. And to have nieces and nephews in their 40s, in their 30s, in their 20s. I mean, it's we have every age.
That is insane.
And it is very fun.
So what would you say, like, if you could have a life motto, what would yours be?
I mean, you live it like there's no tomorrow. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
Everybody knows that I am on speed dial. Like, oh my God, my friend said, called me one day, what are you doing in an hour and a half? I'm like, well, I was going to this one thing. She's like, no, you're not. You're getting in a bus and we're going to Louisville and we're going to the Kiss concert. I'm like, okay. And she's like, because I knew you would be the one person I had to call.
Yeah.
That was the all right, I'll do it.
Let's go.
I mean, because I'm always like, okay, that's fine. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Say yes. I say yes to a lot of things. But,
me too.
You know,
yeah.
Just for fun. It's fun. You never know.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Well, you definitely are, like, you spread a lot of joy within.
Aww,
I think it's hard to find people who are, you know, who are living, say, la vie the whole time.
Right.
And, you know, even in COVID, I would say I've definitely had my ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be barreling through. You seem to be great.
Well, I don't post the miserable part. Nobody wants to see that shit. you know, you go through your stuff. I don't know if anybody in the world wants to hear it. And I am not, even if I have bad times, I don't really burden other people with it.
Yeah.
I kind of like, nobody wants, I mean, you know.
I feel the same way. I feel that, here, just get the mic a little bit closer to it. Yeah, cool.
I like karaoke. I need to get in there. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So, all right.
Sorry.
I feel the same way, you know, like sometimes I'm like, do I post about that? I'm like, honestly, no. You know, one thing I think is interesting about 2020, and I don't want to go into this too much, but, is everyone is really letting their veil down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said this many times, and I will say it again. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know what all these people look like when they're laying in bed on a Saturday morning. I don't know. To me, you're this, like, superstar. Everyone has a place.
Right.
You're ruining the image in my mind I have of you. I don't know what your bathroom looks like.
No kidding.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Right.
So thank you for not doing that.
Well, because we all have our own drama. We don't really want to hear anybody else's, truly, unless you're getting paid like a therapist.
I just feel like there's just a balance there.
Well, and you always have your go-to people that you can share that stuff with. So,
And so tell me some of, like, if you could, only positive here.
Okay.
Some of your favorite places you've been to recently.
Okay, recently. So the funny question always is, what's your favorite restaurant in Cincinnati? And I'm like, what day is it? Who am I with? What's the weather like? Where am I going after? You know, because there's I think every restaurant have, and you could have an okay meal with great people and it's like the best night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So let's see, newer places, I would say like Standard and Covington. I think that's so fun. I like all the little pop-up places. No, I'm like sitting here thinking.
All right, let's unpack a little bit.
Yeah,
when you
deer in Hyde Park, but see that's high. You know that's like fancier, fun, great. And then there's a little brewery in Hyde Park Square that's really good. you know, there's just
I haven't
so
been
many.
To Deer yet. Austin is a friend of mine, though.
Oh, yeah. Good peeps.
But we, I haven't been. So when you go into a place, what are some things that you look for, if you can say, that make it great for you or enjoyable?
I would say service, which is so hard right now for them to find good service. But definitely just friendly service. Doesn't have to be like you don't make a mistake. I mean, just have fun and interact with us, you know, people eating there. I mean, the food has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And clean.
Clean, for sure. And all those things sound
a clean bathroom. I mean, how funny. I don't like when I go to a bathroom or restaurant and it's gross.
Same. I don't like going to a bad bathroom anywhere.
No.
Have you been to some in Cincinnati? Don't say it by name, so don't throw anybody in the bus. But have you definitely been to some that you're like, disgusting, I'll never go back?
Well, it's kind of like gross. Like, you got to take care of this stuff.
Yeah. I feel like everybody knows that. I recently go to a Pilates studio that I'm not going to say, but I love it. But the bathroom is gross, but it's like the best Pilates I've ever
Isn't
been
that
to.
Funny?
Yeah. I'm like, why
who's
are you
missing this
not,
mark here? Cleaning
right?
your bathroom.
Like, I will clean it for you if I can come here for free. But like, I just don't understand.
Well, especially right now when they're supposed to be like really cleaning everything. It's kind of bizarre that the bathroom is the point.
That.
Yeah, is not being clean.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about your COVID experience?
Oh, I can.
Can
you? It's almost been a year.
So you were the first person in Cincinnati.
I was the first woman, third person. Yes.
Wow.
So DeWine was talking about me on TV. It was my claim to fame.
Wow.
I know.
First
I mean, tested.
Woman.
I'm sure there were people that had it that didn't know it. But
you're
just going to say
first.
It.
You're the first woman to have COVID in Cincinnati.
It was crazy.
So this was like a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And were you posting about it? Because I remember you
told me
after the fact.
I didn't
later,
because
later.
When I had it, it was like the scarlet letter. Like, you know, people wanted me to do it on the news. They wanted to write about it in the paper. And I'm like, I'm not saying my name. Like, my friends wouldn't even come to my driveway. They're like, I'll drop your food off in a container at the end. I'm like, oh, my God.
Back then we did.
I was locked in my bedroom for 15 days. Never opened my bedroom door.
Tell us about that.
I mean, that for me was crazy. I
we
do have
so
a little balcony off that. That was the savior. The only bonus, everybody's like, this has to be miserable. I felt like shit. I mean, I
was really,
I had everything but a fever. I never had a fever, which is so funny that you walk into everywhere now and they're still taking your temperature. I'm like, okie doke. But I was so sick. And the bonus was nobody was doing anything. Like, if I had it now and people were out having a good time, that would suck. Like, for me, that would be worse.
Yeah.
But I had it when nobody could leave their house. I'm like, well, it's fine. Nobody's doing anything.
Wow. And so you had all the things. And so and you stayed in your bedroom.
So I got it in Colorado.
Really? That's right. Mm-hmm. And you guys go to Breck, right?
Beaver.
Steamboat? Oh, okay.
Beaver. And we went to Vail one day. And it was my sister and I on a little trip. And we went and we came home. And then we didn't even watch the news or anything. Nobody knew. We were out, you know, Sweet Caroline. I mean, we were dancing, touching.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing their thing. And then when we got to the airport, I saw that Disney was going to close. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, this can't be real. And then we got home. I was home one day. And I did go work out. And I went to brunch. And then I got home and I looked at my husband. And I'm like, something is really wrong. And I need to go to my room because I think I have that. Thing.
How did you think you
it was just weirder feeling than anything I've ever like it wasn't like a flu, it wasn't whatever, and then everybody's talking about it, so I'm like, and my breathing, like I couldn't climb the stairs, so then we're googling all this, you know, stuff, and I'm like, I can't breathe, I'm exhausted, all this. And then like a couple days later, then I tried to tell my doctor, she goes, no, you don't have it, nobody does. Well, because at the time nobody thought so. I had a physical set up. And which was odd because I never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, I'm coming in for this physical. So I'm staying there. All these old people are in there. So I'm trying to cover my mouth. And I went in and she listened to my lungs. She goes, you're going to be our first test. So I had to drive out and get it. I could barely. It was so funny. Some girl in a hazmat suit. I had to go in by myself. And they're like this huge hazmat suit. And I'm going down this white. I wish to God I would have videoed it now because it was so bizarre. I'm following her down the hall like I was in a movie. I'm like, what is going on? It was so weird. And then, And then I was like, God, I have this candle going. I can't smell it. So I'm texting my family downstairs. I'm like, can you guys smell this candle? They're like, yes, we can smell it all the way down here. So I text my doctor. I'm like, I can't smell anything. She goes, that's not a thing, but we'll report it to the team.
Wow.
And then my sister brought me Libby's Southern fried chicken. And I took one bite and I took a bite of everything. I'm like, is this good, you guys? Can you taste this? They're like, it's awesome. I'm like, I can't taste it. So I text her. She's like, well, that's not a thing. We'll report that to the team.
Wow.
I know. It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's insane. And then when you were in your bedroom for 15 days, uh-huh. did you feel shitty most of the time?
Yeah, I did. I was pretty out. But I was still Zooming. Doing the Zoom thing.
What are you doing? What were you doing on Zoom? Like talking
like
to your
all
friends?
My friends. They were Zooming like every day. We were doing all those, you know, the house party app. And we had every silly app and thing I'm like cracking up. But we would all, and I would just lay there and look at them and just listen to them talk, basically.
Oh, gosh.
But at least I felt like I was with people. That was like a saving grace. Could you imagine having this happen when we didn't have any, like, social media or any, like, stuff?
No. It was, like, really fun for us at first. Like, it was so, like, honestly, at first it was exciting, but, like, scary, but thrilling.
Yeah. I mean, but literally, how many puzzles did you put together? Did you do any of that kind of stuff?
No, my mom and I did a lot of drinking and exercise videos.
Yeah, you did the exercise. That was fun.
We were all over social media. That
was so fun that she stayed with you.
Every move we did. It really was a blast. Mm-hmm. We talked about it over this past Christmas, and we were like, what was your favorite part of 2020? This woman starts crying so hard. She's like, during that time, it was so much fun. And she just like, so now every time she comes over, she thinks it's going to be the same as it was then. And I'm like,
oh, sorry.
Mom, those days are gone.
I really have to go to work, and I really have to do things.
The world is back to
it's
normal.
It's back. It is kind of. Thank God here, and we're not in California or other places that are not.
Oh my God, super crazy. I was gonna this morning, I should have sent you this because I was at Finley Market. A friend texted me and he's like, is it too early to get a drink? And I was like, no, I need to go get flowers for my friend's funeral. Let's go and and like have a drink this morning or whatever.
See,
you know?
Perfect.
It was a really great time.
Yeah.
So when you go into like, so what is your day like work-wise? Are you, because you're posting doing this stuff every day.
I am posting every day. And I am doing social media for a hotel and a restaurant and an event center in Northern Kentucky.
Really? I didn't know that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to like per year contract, you don't have to like talk about it.
Okay. No, it's fine. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, that probably gives it away right there, like Hotel Covington. So I hang out in the lobby and I do all their social media and that is really fun.
It's got to be really fun.
It's really fun. Well, it's just fun to, like, you know, have a reason to put your little outfit on and go hang out somewhere and take pictures, and I love it. And that's what I love to do anyway.
And I feel like being in a beautiful place just makes you feel spry and beautiful.
Exactly.
And Hotel Covington is a beautiful place.
It is.
And yes. I just love being there.
I know. Like, really fun. It's very fun.
Just feel wonderful.
So, so I do a lot of social media because I do that and my own. So, yeah.
So can we talk about, so I feel like it's pretty pretty obvious that Hey Michelle was such a genuine reflection of you in your life, you know, and it just like happened naturally. And that's what I love. I love when stuff like this happens naturally and the people who are behind it truly love it and enjoy it.
Right.
And you're like, this is just my life and this is what I'm doing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I know in various conversations that we've had in certain times we've met, you've talked about like how you had so much fun living in these certain condos. Remember that one time I saw you and you were telling me about this? I can't stop thinking about it. When you lived somewhere in the Anderson area, Mount Washington.
Oh, and Reserve a Turpin.
Yes.
That's my Zoom group right there every day.
Okay, so this to me was serious life goals.
Oh, it was the most fun. Yes, I always say God put us there for a reason because all of us moved in like, some people had not had their kids yet. We had my oldest, so he was turning one when we moved in. And we all thought, oh, this will be our short-term house, whatever. And we all clicked so much. We are like we will be best friends forever. Like we all are talking about how can we get that back and that's where we retire and we all take care of each other and we all like take turns. But we all had the kids. The kids were outside all the time and I was the mayor. So I did like the phone list and I did the Easter egg hunt, and I'd bring the fire truck for the 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
And then we did funny things like putt-putt through the neighborhood. So I made everybody like build a golf hole in their house somehow.
Like everything about you is so fun.
It was hilarious. My sisters would crack up. They would come over. And we would do, we did deck crawls. So back
what
when Nickelodeon, you know, so we had Nick at Night themed. So everybody had to do one of those shows. So it was like Three's Company or all those, like, you know, Golden Girls, any of that. They had a themed deck.
Uh-huh.
So you went from deck to deck drinking. So we did
deck parties.
Oh, goals, my God. But babe. Themed. So mine was the end. The one year we did it many years, but the Grandmaster one was when we were Love Boat. And we, I mean, I rented the whole, like we had the wheel out back and everything and the plank to come up and on the boat. And then my whole house was like the Lido deck. And I had karaoke because I had a karaoke stage in my basement, of course. So we had like that. And you went down and my neighbors from next door were Don Ho and they were dressed up and they were singing Tiny Bubbles. I mean, there was the poker level was in my dining room. So everything, it was hysterical. And then the funny part was everybody came with their little wheelie, you know, cooler.
Yeah.
But it was so funny, the pictures, because then they left them at the plank. So it really looked like they were getting on the boat. Like, well, we didn't think about that when we did it, but we had fun. That was fun stuff. And we will be, and our kids will be friends forever. And they all went to different grade schools. And now,
really?
Yeah, it was funny because it was city. So they all went to different Catholic grade schools. So it was all, you know, it was St. Mary's, Bocelli, GA, IHM, Villa.
Yeah.
So it was very fun. It was so fun.
That sounds so cool. Like, to me, that is like such a dream life.
Oh, it was a blast. You know? I mean, when we were moving, you know, we were all deciding like 15 years, we're like, okay, do we get another house, a bigger house, whatever. And we were all in tears. Like, you didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
You're like, what if we move in to lose our neighbors? Like, and we won't do this, which kind of all of us moved into a neighborhood. It's not, it's never going to be the same. It's never going to be like that. But it was just so fun. It was so fun.
And so how long were you there?
15 years.
Wow.
I know. We all stayed. Yeah, it was funny. My next door neighbors were even relocated to New Mexico and came back. I mean, it was so funny. Moved back in. Like, everybody just wanted to stay there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did your neighbors move to Santa Fe and then come back?
No. Dude, no. Oh, actually, it was Mexico City. I totally just said the wrong. Totally wrong. And it was, you know, they knew they were only going for a couple years. But it was fun.
Oh, that sounds super cool. Yeah. Being from my West Side upbringings, we didn't move to Hyde Park till I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, though, it was a similar thing. Everyone mm-hmm. I lived in a circle neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And there were like 10 families who were all my parents' age in their 30s. They were mm-hmm. all 32 and had kids. They mm-hmm. almost had kids in between 22 and 26. And all of us kids were all the same age. So like 30
of us. I probably know
us.
Some of those kids.
Probably.
I mean, White Oak that was my whole wedding was White Oak. I feel like everybody there was White Oak. And then it was like my family. And
no way.
Yes.
Okay. So what, I'm like curious to know what Jones is, your husband
I know.
Is.
I grew up on Jessup.
Okay. We were, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many Joneses,
I know.
You know.
But we probably know a lot of them. We'll talk other names when we.
Yes. But we had like similar things where all the parents would get together and like go to Keeneland all the time.
Oh, that's so fun.
And they would just like throw all the kids at one of our houses.
Yes. Yeah.
And there would be like one 12-year-old.
we kind of did that too.
Like 130. Nobody was in high school.
So bad.
Down to like kindergartners. Mm-hmm. And it would be like 20 of us. And I remember one year we like lit shit on fire. And we were like, don't tell anybody.
Oh,
and somehow, like, nobody died.
Found out. Isn't that funny?
And we had, like, one year I was at our house, and, like, we were great. We were good kids. But, like, also, we're, like, I had to say we were overconfident. We were not rascals.
Right.
But we were always just like, we'll just do whatever.
Right.
And, like, we had a pool, and we're just like, oh, man. But it was so much fun. And now that I'm looking at it now at 35, I'm like, that's a really great way.
It was. It is a great way.
You know?
And it's so funny. I just found a book that my son wrote when he was in third grade. And one of the pages was, my favorite thing my mom likes to do is plan random parties.
He said random parties.
Because my kids, we would come down dressed up like in 80s or whatever. I mean, I have a costume closet in my house because everything we do is themed.
Oh, my God.
We have I used to have a come as your favorite rock star party. Everything. I mean, I love to throw parties. And we had a Jerry Springer party. We had a dress like you would have been on a Jerry Springer. Somebody just sent me a picture the other day. And I had a trailer out front and toilets. And, I mean, it was crazy. But,
oh, my God.
But my kids were little. And we would come up dressed completely crazy. And they'd be like, see you, have fun. Like, they didn't even look. They did not think twice that we were dressed in weird costumes. Because they saw us do it so much. No, they were like, oh my God. My mom just plans random parties.
Oh my gosh. I'm like seriously living. Just tell me about another one. Do you have like one that is your favorite? Because I also love throwing parties. And I was just telling you before, I think we started this, is the reason why I got the loft that I live in now. If y'all follow me on Instagram, I post about it all the time.
It's so cool.
It was solely to throw parties.
Mm-hmm. That's why in 2020.
I got that space. Yes. And then like 2 months later, freaking COVID hit and like.
And you invited your mom and she
and
never
then my
left.
My mom came over for a long time. And like we never built any walls or anything. And now what I think I'm going to do is like get a bunch of murals painted on it because I'm going to start doing podcasting out of that house.
Oh, fun.
They got me all this stuff, actually.
Awesome.
I'm going to install it next week.
Oh, my God.
We'll do that later.
All right.
Yeah, so like,
I mean, favorites. I don't know. Come As Your Favorite Rock Star was pretty fun,
so much
and
fun.
You and everybody had to karaoke like the song. I mean, we had.
Who would you always be?
I was. I went as Bjork after she had that big swan.
The swan?
And I had the whole outfit like the swan. I mean, it was. Yeah, all of them were fun. I'm trying to think of all the things we've done. We've done everything. 60s, every generation,
Yeah, so how do you think your boys have been affected? Not affected, but like influenced.
They're probably
by
have definitely
affected.
Been affected too. They're in therapy also. No.
Have been influenced by this. Like, what are they?
Well, they were in fraternities. So they, you know, of course, I'm all about it. They're like, and tonight's the Aspen party and I need ski. So I just recently had to ship a box of stuff. But of course, I have everything. I'm like, what do we need? Do you need more? But they're like, the fun is going to Goodwill and finding it. I'm like, yeah, but I've got so much good stuff.
Yeah.
But yes, they do. They like it. I think they're into it now. They'll probably do it when they're older. I can imagine. I can see them doing that kind of stuff later.
Well, I like ask because it seems like you're working retail and then doing Hey Michelle now is like, hello, you were just born for this. This is like just an extension of who you are naturally.
True. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Your boys, who are they? Like what are they studying?
So sports. People ask me this stuff. I'm like, am I supposed to know what my kids are majoring in? They're not going to be doctors or lawyers. I would remember that one. Now, sports, marketing, and then business.
Yeah.
And then my oldest works at a bank because he worked for the Bengals for 2 years and he commuted between Miami and here and worked for them and thought that was gonna be a job. And then he graduated in 2020. No sports.
Gotcha.
So took another direction, but, my senior wants to work for a sports team and my sophomore would love to work in sports industry, but he would love to do sports journalism and they know more about. I mean, it's crazy. And I always time how long at dinner it takes before that conversation kicks. It's like, and that took 10 minutes. And then off we go into the Reds lineup and the pitcher. And then I know more people in sports than I ever thought I ever would in my life.
Really?
Because it's just taken over conversation.
Yes.
But my son just said to me not long ago, their fraternity brothers will text me and ask me, I have a date. Where should I take her to dinner? Like,
oh my
even
God.
Even like, I'm going to Chicago. Where would be a great place?
You know what?
It's
that
so
is,
cute.
That
I love it.
Awesome.
And they'll text me, we're on the party bus. They're asking us where we want to go. You know, where should we go? And I'm like, I love this. You know, and then I'm like, Mecca. Or I think it's some bizarre, like a good place that they wouldn't think about.
Yeah.
But my son goes, Mom, I just figured it out. You know about restaurants like we know about sports. Like, that
it's
is so true.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like, that's exactly right.
That's so cool. I must say, as a, like, growing up in college and high school, I always loved my friends' parents who were like you. Mm. I would say it was the Hinckleys in my life. For sure. I don't know if you know Carol and Tim Hinckley, but it was for sure them.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
They always knew all the things to go and do. Please, and even, like, my friend's mom was always wearing the coolest clothes. We were like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Carol, you're going to H&M? You're showing us all on the table. But, like, she would go just to, like, buy, like, cool things, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Gotta love
that's
that.
Wonderful. And, like, no, your boys, I'm sure they appreciate it way more than, I'm sure they show you that they do.
They will someday.
Yeah,
I know they will.
Do. They
no,
love
yes,
it.
They do. It's fun.
That's super, super cool. And speaking of Mecca, it's open again.
I know. I love that place.
Me too.
That is one of my favorite little just randoms. I love going there. I love that clunker, whatever the heck it's called, you know?
Mm-mm.
They put a little mini airplane bottle in the drink.
In the
That's
drink.
Good stuff.
I know. I'm friends with Joe and John.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in Mecca because I'm scared that used to be my place to go to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, I used to like push my mom there in her wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
That was our spot because you could smoke cigarettes.
Right.
And we always stole plants. But we would always ask.
Oh, my gosh.
We would always ask
you are
if
so
we could.
Funny.
But like, that's the only place you could smoke cigarettes. And my mom, even in the gravel, we would just take up the sidewalk and be like, fuck off.
We're doing
camp
that.
Out here.
Well, it's all outside. And But,
I know. It's great. Dang.
There's all,
Well, going into the summer of 2021, hey, Michelle, do you have anything on the horizon?
You know, I'm just waiting for things to kick up. I love that SNS Tiki. My boy's going to, he's going to have another. Did you see when I did that? So he had a little pontoon boat last year.
Okay.
And you go out and you just party up and you go up and down the river. And this year it's going to be bigger. So he's got a bigger one he was building all winter. So I can't wait to do that one.
But he's built, he like built a
he
boat?
He builds it. He's crazy. He's
Your
funny.
Your son built a boat?
No, not my son.
Oh.
SNS Tiki.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a boat. He, that's his boat thing.
Okay, gotcha.
So I did a little thing with him. I did it probably four times. I took four groups of people on there last year. I'm like, this is so fun.
Oh my God.
Bring a cheese board, your own alcohol. He'll
That's
play any music.
Awesome. And you're kind of the guide?
He's the guy. I mean, he'll tell you things, but I mean, he just goes up and it's fun.
Oh my gosh. You would love this. When I lived in Telluride, I had 87 jobs, but like one of them, which was my favorite.
I love it.
Working for my good friend Britt now. She's like one of my besties. She started a food tour business.
Yeah.
Which I really want to start up.
Well, let's do it together because I always, people are like, if you would just take me around all your favorite things, I'm like, we could totally do that.
Dude, it was really fun. And I like loved it. I was like made for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what I did was take people to different restaurants, give them history of the town. Because tell you, I don't know if you've ever been there, but
I
it's
have.
Like, it's gorgeous. Bridal
Veil Falls.
Yes.
Love it.
So I can give you all the history behind Bridal Veil.
Siri wants in on this whole program.
Dang, Siri, I'm starting to talk about Tesla.
That is so funny.
Like Tesla's history of it. And like, I can tell you all about it.
Yeah.
So what I do is go around all these landmarks and give history and then just entertain and schmooze and get people drunk along the way.
Yeah.
We go to these
Perfect.
Different restaurants. And it was so much fun. And I got paid great. And I loved doing it.
Yeah.
Like loved it. And when I live, of course, I've had 27 ideas. I have all these ideas
on
me all the time.
That's how I am.
But one of them is a food tour in Cincinnati. And there is one that exists. But I'm like, I think. Saying.
You could do it better. Or Always. Different.
Always. Because whenever anybody doubts themselves on that type of stuff, I'm like, well, if every singer who ever wanted to be a singer said I'm not going to be a singer,
then
music and art would not be created.
That is a very valid point. See, you learn something new every day.
See, if you ever want to start that up, you let me know.
But
I think it was something you would love. Have you ever been on a food tour in
I have done it in Italy.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
What is your favorite place you've traveled?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Italy's pretty cool.
I've never been.
I love it. France. I did Paris for 10 days and lived in an apartment. We lived right in. So that was kind of fun because you were like a local. Like by the fourth day, they're like you walking by the restaurant. They're like, come in. Little limoncello, whatever you're serving. Mm-hmm. Italy, Venice. I mean, it's just so different and so cool. And I hope it doesn't sink soon. You know.
Kind of already has,
It went under when we were there. It was great.
Does it all the time now.
I guess. And we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. It's because it's so normalized.
And then when we left, then I don't know if it was just an exaggerated one. It was on the news here. And kids I knew that were traveling abroad from Miami were there. And they were on the news because, I mean, the water. I'm like, okay, first of all, would you eat in a restaurant where the water is up to your waist? Like, what are you doing?
And they're
gross.
Like, it's just how it is.
Yeah. It was gross. I mean, that part. But we were gone by that time, thank goodness. But we did see it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Happening. That was weird. Well, I don't know. What about you? What's your favorite place?
I don't know. I haven't traveled very much. I really haven't. I'm not very well traveled.
Yeah.
But I would say I love my time in Mexico. Mexico's my favorite. Maybe because I've been there the most and spent the most time there.
Like Santa Fe, Mexico or Mexico City?
I still haven't been in Mexico City. Check this out. So one of my ex-boyfriends, like the main one currently, or like the most recent one out of the seriousness.
Uh-huh.
Our next trip we were planning was like Mexico City. We broke up. He went without me. On purpose, when we were still following each other.
I knew. I was just saying, and then he posted everything about it, so you.
And I was like, heart sunk. Like you wouldn't do that. Whatever. Anyway, but I still want to go there because I just want to see the art.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love Mexico. And I love Baja.
Like, that would be cool. I've been there. Yeah,
like camped in Baja once for a month, and
that's cool.
No internet, no electricity. You do everything on the beach in the ocean, everything, and it was awesome.
Is really cool.
It's like just a couple years ago, right?
Like how many people?
Our little camp was, so I was dating a guy who grew up doing this,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, he does that every year.
Well, good, then he knew what to do, because I would be I have no idea how to do any of this.
Dude, he was a pro, and he and all his friends that were pros, and I was just the girl along for the ride that
City
season.
Girl!
Yeah. But, like, he brings his girlfriends all the time. Like, the people there were like, who's this one this year?
That's
you know what
funny.
I mean? But I was proudly like, I'm here this long, I won't be here next year.
I love it.
It was just so dope.
That's really cool. I would love to do that.
Traveling and disconnecting.
Yes.
But I've never been to Europe or anything.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Europe's just so cool. I mean, all parts of it. And it's also different. And it's so old. I mean, you know, we think we have old buildings here. You go there and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
not
fun.
I am going to Alaska next month in just like three.
That's amazing.
In a month. I'll be there in a month from today. Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm so stoked. We're going to see the Northern Lights.
That's what that is on my bucket list.
Yeah.
So if somebody cancels, let me know.
Okay. I'm the oldest by like a decade. I'm taking my brother.
He's 23.
I feel like I know him. I know. He's like my best friend.
He's so cute.
He's the cutest. He just started his first real job.
Oh, yay.
I'm so proud of him. And then the photographer who takes pictures that I post sometimes.
Okay.
That guy, he's super organized.
Oh, that's going to be great because with the Northern Lights, you're going to have some real photography.
Yes. And he planned the trip by himself just to shoot it. And I was like, yo, can I go with you? Like, just tag along? You're doing the trip plan?
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
And then he's bringing a friend. And they're all like 23, 24, and 25. And then there's
me.
Totally
fun.
But so many of my friends from the woodwork of the mountains have... Like, we have so many friends who are hooking us up with plane rides and that type of stuff.
Oh, great. Heck.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Very excited.
That is very cool. Oh, that's a good way to kick off the travel scene again.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cheers, hey, Michelle. We have been drinking a little bit of Miller Lite.
I know, we haven't. Don't spill it on the
And I must say, if we want to tag somebody right now, I was drinking the Taft's Mixed Berry Sour.
Very vibes. Very vibes. And a pretty can, too.
Yeah, that's great.
It almost looks healthy. I think it's a smoothie. It's a smoothie for sure.
I honestly got it because I was like, this is going to look gorgeous in the sunlight.
Oh, and it does.
It did in the photo. It worked really well. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me, HeyMichelle1 on Instagram and HeyMichelle on Facebook or HeyMichelle-help.com.
And check out her website. Instagram is the go-to place to find Michelle and to follow her. But also her website is definitely worth it as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
And I get to see you like face-to-face instead of stalking you on Instagram, which I do.
Right? Hey, it's good to see you face-to-face too. You're in the middle of a chemical peel right now?
I am. It's a peel with Melissa Allen, and she's doing it. It's 10 years younger is what it's called.
Ah.
I know. So Natalie gets to see me flake like a snake over
here. No, it's awesome.
But I think it's going to be, she said by the 10th, I'm going to love her.
How do they even do that?
It's 10 different procedures.
Wow.
See, this is the kind of blogging stuff. This is my lifestyle blog. This is the other extreme. Yeah, it was like two enzyme treatments, which was insane. Like, she puts this stuff on you. You sit there and you listen to this guy. I keep calling him Sting because he sounds like him, but he's like a meditation guy.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're doing that, it tightens so much that it crackles. Like, you can't even move your mouth. And I did that twice, and that gets your skin ready. And then she does the treatment to peel all of the badness off.
Wow, okay.
And then I did an enzyme treatment yesterday, which brings more peeling. And then my final thing is the 10th. And then she said it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you're looking.
I'll see if I look 10 years younger then.
Well, you're looking radiant with all of the flakes on your skin. You look great. I can't wait to see how this goes.
I know, right?
I've been like not into that facial stuff at all.
I haven't either.
I've always been like, I put Vaseline on my face.
I know. So
I cut my own hair.
Right.
That is it.
There
but now
you go.
I'm like getting into it.
Well, the older you get, the more you're like, maybe. So she does everything but needles. And I'm like, I haven't done, ventured there. So I'm like, I'll try this.
Yeah.
Before I never say never.
I did some, it's a good way to be. I did some red light therapy. That was super
great. Yeah, I did that at the chill place.
Ah, word.
Montgomery. They had it in a slim pod. You lay there and then they do that on your face.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. Was that Sharex. Cool? Yeah.
Really cool.
I just said it just on the face.
Yes.
Just on the face.
Yeah.
And it was neat.
Yeah.
And that's Patty Brisbane said to me, always quote her on this. She said it to me 2 years ago, if there's one thing you're going to invest in, Natalie, better be your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for everyone.
Yeah.
Invest in your
face. Well, that's what everybody sees.
Right? So I was like, thank you very much, Patty. You are correct.
She's awesome.
All right, Michelle.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody. Check her out. Hey, Michelle, one. And I'll post all the things. You know the drill. And thanks for listening.
Thanks.
See you soon. Oh, my God. This was so much fun.
I hope
fun.
Somebody listened.